Thanks to you all for coming out this Sunday night in Spanish Fork, Utah. Thanks to those who download these talks as podcasts from iTunes. We invite your comments, correspondence, and feedback by email us at utahchristians@gmail.com. We also have a membership class at our website, utahchristians.org. I'd like to thank those that have taken the membership class, become members. We couldn't do what we do without your help and support. Everything is inspired by the teachings of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, who is the founder Acharya of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Om Agyanati Marandasya Agyanangana Salakya Chaksurim Minitam Yena Tajmai Sri Gurave Maham Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Karam Yam Dirati Swapanantikam. We get a lot of first-time comers here, but we like to break the ice, soften you up a little bit with something funny. If I find something that interrelates with the topic, I'll use that. Our topic today is pregnant with possibility. A man rings his boss and says, I have to take a day off work because my wife and I are having a baby. Okay, the boss says. The next day, the man comes to work and his boss asks, is it a boy or a girl? And the man says, I don't know, I'll tell you in 9 months. Pregnant with possibility. When a woman is pregnant, for the first few months, she typically doesn't look any different. She's the same size, wears the same clothes, has the same amount of energy. From the outside, there's no overt sign that she's going to have a baby. If you just looked at it in the natural, you could think, she's not even pregnant. There's nothing different about her. But what you can't see is that on the inside, a seed has taken root. Conception has occurred. And a few months into the pregnancy, she'll start showing in the abdomen, gaining a little more weight. A few weeks later, she'll feel some kicking on the inside. Kick here, kick there. She's still never seen the baby in person. She's never held that baby. But she's not worried because she knows that the baby's on the way. 9 months after she conceives, she'll give birth to that little child. In a similar way, you are also pregnant. God has placed all kinds of potential on the inside of you. Gifts, talents, ideas, dreams, businesses, books, songs, healing, and freedom on the inside. You're pregnant with possibilities, pregnant with increase, pregnant with healing. Just because you don't see anything happening doesn't mean that it's not going to come to pass. The seed that God has put inside you has already taken root. Conception has occurred. You may not see any sign of the pregnancy in the beginning, but don't worry. Your time is coming. You're pregnant with your miracle, pregnant with abundance. Maybe you're pregnant with a new business. Now, instead of being discouraged and thinking, it's never going to happen, it's been so long already, I've been through too much, your attitude should be, I can feel something kicking on the inside. I know something good is growing. I'm going to give birth to what God or Krishna put inside me. Maybe you've struggled with an addiction for a long time. Instead of believing the lie that says you can never break free, say, no, I'm pregnant. Freedom is inside me. Wholeness is inside me. You may not even see any changes immediately, but you can feel something kicking, feel something stirring down in your spirit. When you live with this kind of expectancy, you are going eventually to give birth to what Krishna God put inside of you. It may not look in the natural as though it's ever going to work out, but deep down in your spirit, you're making a choice to believe that conception has occurred, to believe that you're pregnant with that new house, pregnant with that new business, pregnant with that new book, pregnant with that new mission, pregnant with that new temple. In God's perfect timing, when everything is ready, you're going to give birth. Your family may be struggling with dysfunction in your home. Don't live worried. You're pregnant with restoration, pregnant with the breakthrough. Maybe business is slow and you just lost your main client. You could easily be discouraged, But you feel something kicking on the inside, something saying you are the head and not the tail. Whatever you touch will prosper and succeed. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Sometimes our dreams look impossible. It's been such a long time. You gave it your best effort. It hasn't worked out so far, but deep inside you just can't help it. Something keeps kicking, telling you it's still on the way. What God started, He will finish. We started building a temple in Salt Lake City 3 years ago. The original bid from the contractor was $1 million. 1 year went by, 2 years went by. There was progress, but it was slow. In the meantime, the construction industry in Utah is exploding. People have never seen anything like it in their lifetime. Contractors get whole crews hired out from underneath them. Overnight, their crew is gone because someone is paying them instead of $80 an hour, $100 an hour. It's crazy. Because of the difficulty of acquiring labor, because of bigger money being made elsewhere than to build a temple where we're trying to save pennies, it's been delayed. It's dragged. It hasn't gone as quickly as we hoped. That $1 million budget looks a little bit more like it's going to be closer to $2 million in the end. We're not losing hope. We're not losing our confidence because we know one thing, that what God started, He will finish it. And you may be struggling with a long-term illness, fighting a battle in your health. Instead of just accepting the illness, oh, I'll always have to live with this, this is the way it's always going to be, keep reminding yourself that you're pregnant. You've already conceived. The healing is already inside you. Just a matter of time before you give birth. Nothing can snatch you out of God's hands. Don't go around negative, complaining, having a pity party. Turn it around with better thoughts. The medical report doesn't look good, but I can feel healing kicking on the inside of me. No weapon formed against me will prosper. It doesn't look as if I'll ever get out of debt, but I can feel abundance kicking on the inside. I'm a lender and not a borrower. All my circumstances say that I'll be barren my whole life. I'll never be able to have that child that I want. Or I'll never meet the right person. All my friends from high school are married and I'm still single. I'll never break that addiction. Deep down inside, through all of that, you feel something stirring in your spirit. Realize that what that is you're pregnant with possibility. Quit telling yourself that you can never get ahead, that you don't have enough of this, that you don't have enough of that. You're pregnant with success, pregnant with ideas, pregnant with your destiny. You are going to give birth to what God put inside of you. It's not too late. You're not too old. You haven't missed your chance. Here in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says to Arjuna, O son of Kunti, I am the taste of water, the light of the sun and the moon, the syllable Om in the Vedic mantras. I am the sound in ether, and I am the pregnant ability in man. Now here's the key. You can't judge what's in you by what's around you. You can draw in the negative with your doubt, or with the same amount of energy, you can draw in God's blessing with your faith. Don't let what you see around you cause you to give up on your dreams. I was in a large city recently, and part of the city was very beautiful, but another part was run down. There were miles and miles and miles of abandoned homes and people living next door to boarded up houses. When we drove through this neighborhood during the daytime, there were hundreds and hundreds of people outside, young and old, just hanging out with no apparent purpose, no direction. For most of those people, that's all they've ever known. They were born into it. They grew up in the projects, living in the midst of crime, of drugs, dysfunction, violence. Now, you may be in some sort of a limited environment as well today with nothing around you inspirational. In the natural, there's no obvious way that you're going to be able to get out, get an education, become successful. But what's around you does not determine what Krishna God put in you. We each and every one of us have seeds of greatness inside, pregnant with success, pregnant with ability, pregnant with talent. Krishna did not create anyone in whom he did not put something significant on the inside. Let's not let what's on the outside, how we were raised, the dysfunction, the lack, cause us to abort our dreams. Honestly, when you get quiet and you're alone at night, when it's just you and God, if you listen carefully, you'll hear someone whispering, "This is not your destiny. You were made for more." What is that? That's your baby kicking. It's because you're going to give birth. You're going to see supernatural opportunities, explosive blessings, and divine connections. God is going to help you go where you could not go on your own. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says again to Arjuna, "For one who sees me everywhere and remembers me always, I am never lost to him, nor is he ever lost to me." The odds may be stacked against you. The medical report doesn't look good, or your environment is not healthy. You're not getting the support you need. You don't have the connections or the resources to get yourself where you want to go. The key is, don't talk yourself out of it. Keep reminding yourself that you're pregnant. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. That seed that God put inside you doesn't have anything to do with what you have or what you don't have, with what family you come from. It has already taken root. It's a destiny seed. When you give birth, you're going to go further than you could have ever imagined. You may look around and think, gosh, nobody's ever gotten out of my neighborhood, done anything significant from this part of town before. I don't know anyone who overcame this illness. In fact, my grandmother died of the same thing. Nobody in my family has ever been able to be thin and lose the weight. I think the heaviness might just be in our genes. We're all addictive personalities. No, you can zip that up and start telling yourself the good news that even if all that's true, you can be the first. You can set a new standard for your family, for your neighborhood, for your generation, for your country. You can be the barrier breaker. Trick is not to let circumstances fool you, not to let your environment talk you out of it. Don't let your own thoughts discourage you. You're pregnant with greatness. God is saying the same thing to you. You have greatness in you, pregnant with success, with talent, with your destiny. Tonight, we hope to wake you up to your dreams, wake you up to your talent, wake you up to your potential, wake you up to what God put in you. You may have let some circumstances convince you that it's never going to happen. I believe that you're going to start feeling some kicking on the inside. That baby, that dream, that promise is very much alive. You'd better get ready. You're going to give birth to something that's going to take you further than you could ever imagine, to thrust you to a whole new level of your destiny. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Let me talk about someone who actually was pregnant with God himself. 5,300 years ago, God descended into the world by taking birth through the womb of a great devotee named Devaki. And here is the explanation by our spiritual master in Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, 3rd chapter, 78th verse. Quote, "Those who are not in full knowledge that the appearance and disappearance of the Lord are transcendental are sometimes surprised that the Supreme Personality of God can take birth as an ordinary child. Actually, however, the Lord's birth is never ordinary. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is already situated within the core of everyone's heart as Antarami, the Supersoul, Paramatma. Because he was present in full potency within Devaki's heart, he was also able to appear through her womb and thence outside of her body. When Devaki gave birth to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, it said the demigods And the great saintly person showered flowers in a joyous mood. Clouds gathered in the sky, mildly thundered, making sounds like those of the ocean's waves. Then the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, who is situated in the core of everyone's heart, appeared from the womb of Devaki in the dense darkness of night, like the full moon rising on the eastern horizon. While Devaki was so blessed as to be giving birth to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Devaki gave birth to Krishna in the prison house of Kamsa. Kamsa wanted her where he could see her, where he could access her, so that when she gave birth to her baby, Kamsa's intention was to kill him right away. So even Devaki, who was pregnant with none other than the Supreme Personality of Godhead, had her challenges, had her bad breaks, had her disappointments. Now those challenges are not there to defeat you. They're there to promote you. On the other side of that opposition, of that valley, of that tunnel, is a new level of God's goodness. We have to do our part and get our fire up. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. God is non-different from any bona fide name of His. Allah, Jehovah, Emmanuel, Adonai, Krishna, Govinda, Partha Sarathi, Madhusudana. If you need to get fire, if you need to get Shakti, if you need to get potency, there's no quicker, more effective way than just associating with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Supreme Energetic, the Supreme Creative, the Supreme Determined, the Supreme Insightful, by chanting His holy names. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hari Hari, Hari Rama, Rama Rama, Hari Hari. If you do this, nothing will ever steal your passion. Or if you've lost your passion, this is the surefire way to get it back. Recognize that everything that you need is already within you. God, the creator of millions and millions of universes, has taken up residence within your heart. If you'll stir up your faith in the same way that Devaki did, get an agreement with God, you will give birth to your healing, give birth to your dreams, give birth to your promises. Prabhupada says here in the Srimad Bhagavatam, again, fourth canto, for the ultimate solution to all problems, we must awaken to Krishna or God consciousness. Too often, we're looking for something from the outside to help us overcome what is essentially overlooking our inner resources. Give birth to what God has put in you. Stop relying on circumstance. Stop waiting for your ship to come in. If you'll give birth to that dream right now, which is inside you, that gift inside you, that talent which is inside you, that gift will make room for your future. That gift in and of itself will open doors that previously were closed. If you give birth to that idea, write that song, write that book, start that business, that mission, open that temple, you will deliver yourself from lack and from struggle. It is said, from our belly will flow rivers of living water. Your deliverance is not going to come from other people. Your promotion, your healing, your breakthrough, it's going to come from within you. Out of your belly will flow rivers of living waters. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hari Hari, Hari Rama, Rama Rama, Hari Hari. Well, Charu, I'm pregnant, I have big dreams, and I'm standing on Krishna's promises, but everything's coming against me. It seems that the more I pray, the worse it gets. I'm doing the right thing, but the wrong thing is happening. Here's the beauty. Pain is a sign that you're about to give birth. Trouble, difficulties, being uncomfortable, these are signs that you're getting closer. When a woman is pregnant, the first couple of months are no big deal. Everything's fine. But about 7 or 8 months in, my back begins to hurt, the feet start swelling, can't sleep at night, ladies, I admit I'm not speaking from any personal experience here. The longer the pregnancy, the more the discomfort. And when she goes into labor, she may even scream. The closer she gets to birth, the more painful it is. Similarly in life, when everything's coming against you, your child's acting out, there's trouble at work, you got passed over for promotion, that teacher has it in for you, you have setbacks in your finances, don't get discouraged. It just means you're about to give birth. You're about to see a promise come to pass. It's during the rough times, unfortunately, that a lot of people abort their dreams, thinking, yeah, I knew it wouldn't work out. I might as well throw in the towel. The bank turned me down for that loan. The medical report wasn't good. I didn't get the promotion. Recognize that those are labor pains. You're getting closer. Don't throw your faith overboard. Keep doing the right thing even when the wrong thing is happening. It means that your birth is on the way. I heard about a young couple out hiking in the woods when they came upon a large patch of wild mushrooms. They decided to take some home and cook them. They had friends over for dinner that night, and one of the side dishes was the sautéed mushrooms. At one point, the big family cat who loved to eat came into the room. The husband grabbed some mushrooms and fed them to the cat, and the cat ate them like they were dessert. About an hour later, everybody heard the cat making a strange sound. A man of the house ran into the other room to check on the cat. She was lying flat on her back, foaming at the mouth in intense pain. He called the veterinarian, who asked, "What has the cat eaten recently?" The man said, "Wild mushrooms," feeling a little bit of panic. "But we've all eaten them too. They may be poisonous," the vet stated. "You better go to the emergency room and get checked out immediately." The man and all of his guests rushed to the emergency room. Nothing was wrong with them, apparently. A few hours later, when they arrived back at the house, the man went to check on the cat, thinking that she would be really out of it by now. The cat was lying calmly on her side with the 7 kittens that she'd just given birth to. And what do we learn from this story? Sometimes what we think is a setback is really just labor pains. The difficulty you're facing is not meant to finish you. It's not the end. It's just meant to promote you. You've made the last turn. You're down the home stretch. It's all part of the birthing process. You're about to step into a new level of your destiny. Don't be discouraged by the disappointment, the closed door, or the bad break. That's a sign that you're about to give birth to something greater. I read about a gentleman who was having a tough time paying his bills. He had a rough childhood. At the age of 2, his father went out to the store to buy groceries and never came home, leaving his mother to raise 2 small children on her own. In college, he met and fell in love with his wife, but he was so poor he had to borrow a suit and a tie for his wedding. His wife had a newborn baby, and they were living in her old rundown trailer. He drove a rusted out car that was held together with wire and duct tape. In the summers, during the day, he worked for a laundry company making $60 a week. At night, he worked as a janitor cleaning offices. Now, he had a dream to become a writer, but he couldn't afford a typewriter. He had to use his wife's portable typewriter from college and set it up in their small laundry room. When he wasn't working, he would spend hour after hour writing fiction stories. He sent manuscripts of his novels to different publishers and agents, but every one of them was rejected. He didn't even know if people were even reading them. He began writing one final story, but he got so discouraged that he threw the manuscript in the trash. That night, his wife came home and found it all crumpled up in the garbage. She took it out, smoothed it out as best she could, took the wrinkles out of it. Eventually, she put it in an envelope and sent it to a different publisher. This time, the publisher responded and offered him a contract. That story went on to sell over 5 million books. In 1976, it was made into a movie and become one of the top grossing films of the year. That young man was Stephen King, one of the most successful writers of our generation. Prabhupada says here, there is no loss in God consciousness But the gain is very great. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Some of you are pregnant with a book, pregnant with a charity, pregnant with a business, pregnant with a new temple. You've had disappointments, you've tried and it didn't work out, but you can still feel the kicking on the inside. You can't get away from it. Now don't talk yourself out of it. It's just a part of the process. Keep trying, keep believing, keep doing everything that you can, and at the right time you'll give birth. The right people, the right opportunities, and the right breaks will show up. You can't make it happen on your own. It will be the hand of Krishna. What he's put in you is going to be bigger than you could have imagined, better than anything you've dreamed, and more rewarding than anything that you ever thought possible. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Get your hopes up. Every morning, remind yourself that you're pregnant. Not with rejection, not failure, disappointments, or defeat. You're pregnant with victory, pregnant with success, pregnant with the favor of God. Sure, we've all had some bad breaks, but we're not going to live our life barren. We're not going to die with that baby still in us. Krishna, God, has the final say. He says that a birth is coming, not just for some of you, but for all of you who put him first place. What he's promised is on the way. We just have to keep honoring him, keep being our best. I believe that everyone is going to give birth to what God put inside them, become everything that God created you to be in this life, and in the next life, go back home, back to Godhead.